If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey, everybody, it's Diane. And today on the Someone Gets Me podcast, we're going to talk about the power of multiple peer groups. This is a very important part for people who are gifted and sensitive and have a lot going on for them. And I think too often in our society, we marginalize this very important need. So a multiple peer group is a group of different people with different interests and surrounded you, and with all of them together, you have everything you need as far as resources. When I was younger, I learned that you don't have to know everything. You only have to know where to get it. Now, as a gifted person, sometimes when I was younger, that was a lot trickier to understand. I thought I had to learn and know everything. And I'm smart and I can figure it all out. And even in my current business, I could figure out some of the technology, and it's better to have a peer group to support it so that I can do what I know my calling is, right? So a multiple peer group is all those different people. And I'd like to give you an example of somebody that I'm working with. And let's call her Annie. Annie is really hilarious. Annie is one of those people who can operate off both sides of her brain. And so she's very creative and artistic and does these awesome paintings and writes amazing writing. And it's just amazing. Well, Annie also is this computer geek person and loves to do technology related things. Typically, you see one or the other, but not both. Annie has both going on. So it's hard for her to relate to people. So she, you know, people look at her and go, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that. And so she feels alone a lot. She doesn't feel like anyone gets her. So we've had lots of conversations about this. So what Annie was doing that was not letting her develop and not letting her be happy was thinking that her certain set of friends were the only friends she should ever have to rely on. So she had her husband and she had her friends at work, a couple of them, but most of her friends were church friends, people she knew from church. She was chronically feeling dissatisfied, like she wasn't growing and evolving, would have fun on one level, but then not be fulfilled at the end of the day. So we had a couple long conversations. We actually did one of these things where we just walked on the beach for a long time, a couple different times. And it gave both of us a chance to be in nature and be connected. But most importantly, I suggested it because I wanted Annie to be outside of the realm of where she always is. So she wasn't in that subconscious mental trap. And she started describing that all of her friends are basically the same and nobody really understood her. And so I asked her, I said, well, don't you have any other groups of people? Well, no, not really, she said. Her family, but none of them are local and she doesn't speak to them much because they don't understand her either. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to create different peer groups for you. And so as we were walking on the beach, we were talking and Annie and I started going through, okay, we need your computer friends that understand that. How about some artist friends, people who are also really great artists? And then she's like, wow, I never thought I could have friends like that. So then it was one epiphany after the other. What about, you know, your spiritual family, you have that. And how about enhancing your biological family? Because part of her pain was not connecting with them as much as she would like to because she wasn't really sure how or on what level. And so we went and we talked and talked. And then we realized, well, she likes other crafts and there's all of these other things important to her, including exercise. So Annie had all of these parts of her life, these little niches in her life that were not being fulfilled because she was focused on only finding people in church who she thought then could relate to the rest of her. That's not how it happened at all. So I gave Annie a homework assignment. Write down all the different groups you would think you would have of people who would be a peer group for you. So we had work, we had family, we had creative people, we had computer related people, we had people who like to work out. We have people who like to walk on the beach because that's what she likes to do. And she made a list. And I said, when you have that list of the different peer groups you think would apply to you, then send me the list. So I don't know, it was probably a few days later, here comes the list from Annie on email. It was pretty good. It was more thought into it and more aspects of it than she was talking about. So it was obvious to me that between our conversation and her generating the list for me, that she had done some thinking about it and really looking at her life, which is, you know, what we discussed. So that was great. Well, she left off one peer group that I think every gifted person needs, and that is a vacation peer group. Now, this isn't necessarily people you travel on vacation with, though that could apply here. It are the people who love you and respect you just the way you are, where you do not have to be the smart one. You do not have to be the talented one. You do not have to be the creative one. You just get to be you without all of the extras. And then if you say something goofy, they love you or not. I don't mean not love you. I mean, or not, it doesn't matter if they laugh or not. There you go. That wasn't right, was it? No. Anyway, I think I say that because I have people in my life who think my humor is a little goofy, like just now. Well, really, it's my brain's moving along and I see things differently. And now that I embrace the fact that I see things differently than the people around me, if they think it's a little weird, it's okay. And now I can laugh instead of taking it personally. So that's what I'm saying. You have to have lots of different people. So Annie came up with it all and she did great. Then guess what the next step was? You got it. The next step was, who's in what group? Now, more than one person can be in more than one group, and that's okay. So you want to have about 5 or so people per group minimum, remembering that not everybody in the group is your friend, and not everybody in the group you see or talk to all the time. That's not the point of this. The point of it is knowing who's where. So if, for example, if we looked at my life, I have a peer group of friends of mine I race sailboats with. I have a peer group of people that do the same kind of work I do. I have my gifted friends. I have my vacation friends. I have my family. I have all these different things. Each peer group serves a different purpose. So for Annie, each one of her peer groups serves a different purpose. Now we go about meeting people or kind of seeing who fits where. And then we practice using them. And so here are some tips for how to use your multiple peer group and how to be a member of one too for somebody else. One is align your conversation with what is most common with those people. For example, if I have a sailboat race coming up and I'm going to be doing the navigating and the tactics for it, then I'm going to want to study the weather and look at the tide and find the course, see who I'm sailing against, and all of those logistical behind the scenes before the race even starts activities. And I love talking about it and I love doing it. It's a blast and it turns me on. I get so excited. Even thinking about it, I'm excited. If I went to church and I started talking about, oh, I can't wait for this race and this is what the tide is doing and the swirl over here and the, you know, and there's this going on over there, the people there who are my friends, who are in that spiritual peer group, they would listen. They would be very kind. They would walk away going, I don't understand really what she said. And I would walk away not feeling very fulfilled because the best they could do to talk back to me was either try to make an assumption, which may or may not be accurate, or just say, I hear you, which is important that being heard. But the true soul fulfillment didn't happen for them or me. So it'd be much more responsible of me to use my peer groups properly and talk to other tacticians and other people on the boats that have the same information and excitement and language set and everything. And then we both feel fulfilled. And that is very important. I've learned it over time where if you take one topic of information to the wrong peer group, they might listen to you and be right there for you. And there's still that piece missing because they don't get it on the same level. And they're not supposed to, and they're not meant to, and nobody's right or wrong here. It's about learning how to effectively match up who you're going to for what. That's the power of a multiple peer group. So I own my own business. If I'm going to talk about issues that have to do with business owners, it would be irresponsible of me to go talk to some of the teenagers that I see at the local park. That is not going to work. I need to talk to people who are in that peer group with me. I'm in several peer groups for lots of different people. For some people, I'm in the peer group for them spiritually, some of them as a business owner, some as another gifted person who understands overexcitabilities, some who appreciate my spiritual connection, some who really love meditation and music as I do. So there's all different kinds of things. If somebody calls me or somebody comes up to me and wants to talk about something, then it's responsible of me, if it's not already clear in what they said, to say, and which group, how do you want me to hear you? Do you want me to listen to you as a counselor, as a mentor, as just a regular old person? What? Because my answer will be different because I will listen differently. It's very important to use our peer groups in a very healthy way where we can feel connected and more supported. A lot of times, I see a lot of very smart and sensitive people thinking they need to have only one group of friends or one group in their world, and they end up miserable. I work with some people who are in their early 20s, several of them right now, and their families think they only need one group of friends. And I have to educate the families that that's not the case. These people are young and gifted and talented and have lots of things going on. They need more than one peer group. Once they started developing it, they all flourished because they now have a connection with different people. They don't feel so alone, so lonely, so isolated and misunderstood. And the relationship with their family improves. So back to Annie. As we kind of talked about these things and she went out and practiced and got some peer groups. Now, some time has gone by, about 8 or 9 months now, I guess. And I spoke to Annie the other day and she was very surprised that her relationship with her sisters has all improved. And they weren't necessarily bad, but they weren't really great either. They were just kind of there. Well, Annie started getting fulfilled in other areas of her life. So when she did interact with her sisters, it was only about that love and care and relationship. And all the unfulfillment and static and agitation from the other areas of her life where she was not getting her needs met stopped bleeding into her family, and now her relationships are better. It's a byproduct, or maybe it's the goal, but it's important, like in Annie's case, that we all use our multiple peer groups. So if you're listening to this podcast and you don't have multiple peer groups yet, or you can't name them, or you don't know who's in them, I want to encourage you when you're done listening to get a pen out and write it all down and who's in what group. And start being more and more aware. It's a fluid thing. It's not all or none at all, and things can change. But getting an idea that as a sensitive person and as a bright person, you actually need more peer groups and different varied support than it seems like. Our culture says, you know, you're smart, you should be able to do it all yourself. That's not true. Our culture says, well, you've got lots of talents, and so you don't need all these extra things. Also not true. So some of the information that we're getting in our culture just is not correct. So we need to start really, really looking at it for our own lives. I know that once I started living with multiple peer groups and actively engaging different people in different groups, my calmness went down. My emotional overexcitabilities now do not cause as much trouble, where before I was upset a lot, or maybe kind of, I call it staticky. It wasn't a bad mood. I was just prickly kind of. And that was because other needs weren't being met because I wasn't even aware that how important some of them were. So now when I make sure that all the peer groups I have, I kind of touch every once in a while, I have a more clear mind. I can be more peaceful. I'm happier and everything works a lot better. And I bet it would happen for you too. So write it down. What are the peer groups? If you want somebody in your corner to listen to you about it, you can email me. I'm happy to listen because I'm good at that. Make sure you have people who can do that for you. Now, if you have any questions about multiple peer groups, feel free to email me through my website, visionsapplied.com, which will be in the show notes, or just look it up and talk to people and start gaining more peer groups. Like just since I started this podcast, I now have another peer group I added, right? Other podcasters. Because this is a different kind of way to share with people. And there's challenges and excitement and all of those things. So when I opened up my hosting thing for my podcast and found out I'm in 5 countries already in just a few months, I was so happy. Now, other podcasters understand the importance and excitement in that. Other people can be happy for me, but not on the same level. So that's why multiple peer groups is so important. So when you have all the celebrations in your life, you have other people to celebrate with you. When you have the challenges in your life, you have other people who can support you and lift you up, because we are pack animals after all, and we do need to have people in our corner. So I hope this episode on the power of multiple peer groups has helped you, has inspired you, but most importantly, has reminded you of your own value, your own multifaceted, amazing value. Remember that you're here on purpose with a purpose, and allow all of your gifts to show up and allow yourself to draw in peer groups that really serve and support your greater good. You deserve it, and I support you in it. So from me to you, go for it and let all your peer groups support you and be a great peer group member, because remember, it's a two-way street. So until the next episode, always remember to keep your eyes open and be excited about life. For you, you are the answer to the questions you've been asking. Until next time, see you later.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.